We heard the story of the women going to the tomb of Jesus. They were going there to perform a ritual, a Jewish ritual. But when they went to the tomb, what they experienced was quite different from what they expected. So often when we encounter the holy, it's much different than what we expected. And that's the experience of the women this morning at the tomb. The story is that they go to the tomb and they have this experience of an angel speaking to them. And here's what the angel says. He's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he has gone ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him. He's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he has gone ahead of you to Galilee. There you will find him. Have you ever heard that phrase before when we hear this story? A lot of times when we think about the story of the resurrection, we have a picture or an image in our minds. So often it's paintings and artist's renditions of Jesus, you know, coming out of the tomb. But there's really no report of that kind of an event at the resurrection, but rather the experience of those who went to the tomb, who were told about this resurrection. Now, we may say to ourselves, Jesus went to Galilee. And we may say, well, okay, Galilee, it must be some holy place. I know it's in the Bible. I've heard it before. I think I heard about a sea being near Galilee. And we think it's just, you know, okay, it's a place Jesus would have gone to. But Galilee was a very unique place. It was not a heavily Jewish area. Jesus came from the Jewish tradition, but it was an area of mixed variety of people, a variety of religious traditions, a variety of cultures, a variety of languages. It was a place where people bumped into each other. It was a place of great diversity. At times, it was a place of violence and anger towards each other. It was a place where people were struggling to survive and make a living and do what they could to raise their families in the midst of challenging times. Kind of sounds like here, doesn't it, in some ways? And it may seem to us, well, why would Jesus go to Galilee? If we were to hear that angel speak to us, maybe it would have made more sense if we heard the angel say something like, he's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go and tell the disciples and Peter that he has gone ahead of you to the temple in Jerusalem. There you'll find him. Wouldn't that make a little bit more sense? Don't you think, well, if Jesus has been raised from the dead, wouldn't he have gone to the holiest place from their tradition and time to go to the temple and proclaim this new life, this resurrection? But that's not what the angel says. Jesus had been in Jerusalem a week earlier. He'd been to the temple. And he was greeted with hosannas and praise. But a few days later, he walked out of that city with a cross on his shoulders. So he wasn't going back to Jerusalem. Or maybe we could hear the angel say, he's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he has gone ahead of you to meet with the priests and the rabbis of the Jewish tradition. Yeah, that's where he would have gone. To meet with the religious leadership and talk to them about this new life, this resurrected life. But that's not what the angel says. Or maybe we could have heard the angel say, he's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he's going to the various synagogues and the various villages to meet with the Jewish people to talk about this resurrected life. But that's not what the angel says either. Or maybe this, and this may be one that resonates with us very deeply. Perhaps the angel could say, he's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he has gone ahead of you to heaven. There you will find him. Doesn't that sound like oftentimes the way we see the resurrection? That Jesus has been raised from the dead. He's gone ahead of us to heaven, and someday we'll join Jesus in heaven. But the angel doesn't say that. That's not what the angel says. The angel says, he's gone ahead of you to Galilee. And there you'll find him. You know, it's a subtle message there is, Jesus is raised from the dead, and he's not sort of waiting around for us. He wasn't waiting for the women to come to the tomb. He wasn't waiting for us. Jesus went ahead of us to Galilee. And there you'll find him. There you'll find him. This new life, this resurrected life, was being proclaimed by this Christ to a world that I would suggest is very similar to our world, isn't it? In some ways, a place of diversity, a place of challenges, economic challenges, a place where we try to raise our families and do what we can do in the world around us. And I think what this story of the resurrection does is I think it also invites us to consider how we think of ourselves as church, how we think of ourselves as a faith community. I think this is a message for we as a parish to reflect upon. I think it's something for we as a diocese to reflect upon. How are we to be a diocese? How are we to be a parish? How are we to be a faith community? So often in our lives, we see church like this. We're trying to see if we can get more people through that door to become members. Somehow it's about creating members. Somehow going out and gathering people here. Oftentimes when people come to a church, they'll say, how do I become a member? And we have ways to do that, and we're thankful that you're here as members. But sometimes I think we forget that Jesus was not about making members. Jesus was about making disciples. And what this message of Easter, I think, can suggest to us is that we as a faith community are called not so much to focus just on gathering people here, but as a church, we're called to go forth to where the congregation already is. To go forth where people are in their lives. And when we do that, if we have enough courage to do that, what this reading is saying to us is, we'll find that Jesus is already there. And we can join Jesus in this healing, in this wholeness, in this new life. Sometimes as church, we oftentimes think that we somehow own God. You know, we bring God places. We bring Jesus places. If it wasn't for us, Jesus wouldn't be able to act in the world. The holy, the other, God would not be present. But God is present throughout all of creation. And it's up to us to discover that and to see that and to open ourselves to those new possibilities as we join God in this creation. Where is the Galilee of our lives? Where is the Galilee that we're called to? Perhaps we're called to the Galilee of Research Triangle Park. Perhaps we're called to the Galilee of our health facilities and hospitals. Perhaps we're called to the Galilee of our high-tech and biotech companies. Perhaps we're called to the Galilee, the real Galilee of our political system. Perhaps we're called to the Galilee of finding a way to bring about healing and wholeness in our world. Go tell the disciples and Peter that he's gone ahead of you to Galilee. That's a shift for us, isn't it? In terms of who we're called to be and what we're to be as a community. It's oftentimes said that we don't really believe in resurrection. We believe in immortality. Meaning, we just want things to continue forever. Even our lives. I mean, it's a part of human nature in many ways. We want to be immortal. We want our lives to never end. We want this to just keep going. We also can project that sometimes on our lives, on the meaning that we've created, on our organizations, on our institutions, perhaps even our church. We don't want anything to change. We want it to remain immortal. And yet immortality is not what resurrection is about. Resurrection is about dying to new life. Resurrection involves Good Friday. Resurrection involves our experience of life, of continually through our lives, dying to self, dying to things in order to experience this new life. In many ways, that's the message that Jesus invites us to. And one of the things I think that can sometimes hinder us from doing that is, it's often been said that what holds us back in life are not our failures. What holds us back in life oftentimes are our successes. Think about that. What holds us back is not necessarily our failures, but what can hold us back can be the successes of our life. We're successful in something and we hold on to that. We're not going to let go of that. And if we reflect upon it, I would suggest if you reflect upon things that you have been successful in, oftentimes it was through a letting go and a dying and a trying and experiencing something wonderful. And sometimes we can stop that experience and not be open to new possibilities. Let us go to Galilee. I think that's the message today that's being offered to us. As a faithful people, as an Easter people, Jesus is already there. Jesus is ahead of us, and Jesus is inviting us to join him in this new life. This new life is not just something that happens at the end of our lives, but this new life is something we're called to bring about in the world in which we live, to go forth into Galilee and make a difference. As Bishop Curry often says, we may live in the nightmare of this world, but we're called to go forth and proclaim the dream and the vision of what God is calling us to be and what God's calling this creation to be. So I invite you this day to hear those words of the angel. He's been raised from the dead. He's not here. Go tell the disciples. Go tell each other. We are called to be those disciples. Let us call each other to go to the Galilees of our lives, the Galilees of our world, and find that Jesus is already there. Already there. And let us join Jesus in this healing and wholeness and new life that's offered to all of us. Happy Easter.